I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Mozzarella sticks. You can't put just regular gas in a Ferrari. I learned that yesterday. But you know, I'm back to normal now. I'm ready to go.
Just the bad fried cheese.
Yeah, just the fried cheese and the icy at the movies.
Oh man.
I was contemplating it. It did me bad. I learned my lesson.
So did you swear all that stuff off?
Yeah, I did.
It
didn't go well at all. But you know, I'm back on my diet. I'm ready to go.
What movie?
Star Wars. You know, I tried to go see Star Wars. Tried to sneak in there and go see it, and you know, it snuck up on me.
It struck back.
The force struck back. Yeah. That's it.
Anything different as you rush a quarterback who's got a damaged shoulder?
I really don't think so. I mean, you know, Big Ben and Antonio Brown, in my opinion, this game is too big for those guys to, you know, miss out on this game. I think Ben, he's a pro. I think he's going to be doing everything in his power to get ready and be able to play. And that's just my opinion on it. If they change it up, then we'll play for that. But in my mind, I'm playing for Big Ben to be at 100% in the same way with Antonio Brown.
That's what you would do. I mean,
yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. And you know, game is too big. You know, it's only two games away from the ultimate dance. I'm trying everything that I could possibly do to help my team win. And, you know, that's just my opinion on what they'll do over there.
If they do this kind of short passing game that we tried last time, what more can you and Marcus and Shaq and Shane do to get to that?
We just gotta keep rushing the passer. I mean, you can't sit and throw short passes the whole game. And you know, whenever opportunity presents itself for us to, you know, rush the passer and do what we do best, we got to take advantage of it. And that's just how it is.
How big is the rest week for you going up against the guys that just had a really physical game? A big deal, no deal?
We got rest. But in the big scheme of things, it's not really a big deal. You know, you got teams that play every single week and still make it to the Super Bowl. So, you know, it was good to rest up our bodies. But when it comes Sunday, it's not going to really matter.
Knowing Ben's shoulder injury, do you want to try and get more hits on him?
With or without the shoulder injury, we want to, you know, get to the quarterback, get him on the ground. That's just our mentality every single week.
Steelers tackle said if God was to make pass rushers out of clay, it would be you and DeMarcus. You have a comment on that?
Oh, man. He said, who said that? I sent him the invoice for that comment right there. But, you know, I just try to rush the passer. They have the greatest offensive line in the world. Thank you for coming right there. Solid all across the front. And, you know, if God were to make offensive linemen, you know, he would make all five of those guys. So that's my comment on that.
How is the approach different? Some of the guys were saying, compared this week to last year at this time, that for whatever reason, distraction, guys looking ahead. How is it different this time around after what happened?
I mean, I really don't know. I wasn't really focused on that last year. I was just – you know, trying to get the quarterback, you know, the same thing I try to do every single week. But, you know, hearing Chris and to leave comments, I guess that kind of was the case. And, you know, this year is totally different. Everybody's in for right now. You know, you don't have some of the stuff that I guess you could call a distraction last year. It's not really here this year. Everybody's in a moment. Everybody knows the opportunity that we have to go and do something special. Everybody knows the type of team that we have, the special team that we have, and just want to take advantage of the opportunity.
The playoff experience most of you guys have, is that a bigger benefit this year, do you think?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, a couple of those times we were winning out. So I guess, you know, playing in the playoffs a couple of games is always good. It's always good to have, you know, a couple of games under your belt. But this year is totally different. You know, we got a little bit of experience, like you said, but we're playing a very good Pittsburgh Steelers team. And, you know, I'm going to have to be on my best this week, just like everybody else, to come out with the win.
You think your regular season?
No, I think the game speed changes, you know, in every phase of in every part of the season, from preseason to the regular season to, you know, the postseason. It just gets more and more intense, and that's how it's gonna be this week.
Vaughn, how do you not take it for granted? I mean, you've been in the playoffs every year, you've been in the NFL, so how do you avoid that?
I mean, you just list all the stories that we got in the locker room. You know, you list all the guys that's never been to the playoffs, and you know, you got this opportunity now to, you know, first round bye and all this stuff. And you know, I just want to take advantage of the opportunity here. You know, we've made it to the playoffs every single year, but for me, it's not good enough. I want to go past that. You know, I want to, you know, get where we're all here for. You know, I want to, and go out and win the big thing. So that's where my eyes at. Of course, I'm focusing on this week and taking it one play at a time. But that's the difference between this year and other years.
Is there any more urgency with Hayden? Maybe it's his last year, maybe it's not. I know I talked to you after he decided to come back. You said, hey, this gives us another chance to win the championship. Mm-hmm. Any more urgency with given his situation?
Yeah, I guess, you know. Whenever you're healthy, you got an opportunity to go out there and play to, you know, best of your ability. It's a huge opportunity, and we got, you know, 18. He's looking 100% out there. We got TJ. All these guys are 100%. We got to take advantage of opportunity while it's here. All right,
thanks.
All right, guys.